解了解，哈哈哈哈哈哈，你呀我就听。
News from Oroville, July 9th, 2009. On microphone, Marlenka. In studio, Sean, Chloe, and Miriam. The weather forecast shows an overcast sky for the next days with chance of rain Sunday through Tuesday nights, southwest-south winds 14 to 25 kilometers per hour, and temperatures range from 26 to 35 degrees. Here's Venkatesh talking about his coming to Oroville and his various work experiences. Good morning.
Good morning, Malinka. My name is Venkatesh. Yeah, I'm an Oroville. I came to know about Oroville in the year like around 1995. When I was studying in college at the time, I read some books about Sri Aurobindo. Then I came here just to visit, and then I had some friends at the time here. They took me around Oroville. Then with the help of Babu, he's an Aurovillian, I asked him, is there any job, is there in Oroville? Then he said that, okay, in water service, in Oroville water service, there is a job like labor, only to do some pump work, like kind of work, plumbing work and all. So I joined in that, then I moved to the storeroom section. So there I worked for 6 years in Oroville water service. In that 6 years, I came to know more people in Oroville, because it is the place where people are coming and going. And then I met Mary, who is the in charge of the transition school. She called me, and then I went for an interview. She said that the librarian post is not there, but there is teacher post is there, because, oh, you are a teacher, you studied for a teacher, why you can join as a teacher? So I joined in Fitcher School as a physics, science teacher and max teacher. Nice atmosphere, the school is really nice, like I learned so many things, instead of I'm teacher to teach, but I learned so many things from the school, that is really, because we get all the facilities there, like a nice library, internet facilities, everything, so it is a good place where I get so many opportunities. So I've been there in the Fitcher School for 4 years as a teacher. I taught physics, mathematics as main, but other than I also taught accounts, commerce. One time I came to contact with Ratinam. He said that, okay, in housing service we need one accountant. So, and then he said that, what is your previous experience? I told him, I've been like a storekeeper, so now I know all about these things. If you give me a little structure, how to do this work, I will start to do. But it's a hard place also, because people are, it is a place where public are coming. So sometimes it is nice, sometimes it's really hot. When they are not satisfied, they will immediately jump on us. So now I'm happy, like, because I got a job as per my education also. So I'm really happy in it.
Thanks a lot, Venkatesh. You're really an Oroville who's doing a lot of work, and we appreciate it. Oroville Bamboo Research Center is collecting bamboo samples to grow. If anyone out there has any bamboo growing in their garden or community, big bamboo or ornamental plants, please share with the Oroville Bamboo Research Center. The goal is to create a bamboo plant bank to support and encourage a bamboo plantation. August 15th, Sri Aurobindo's birthday, is not so far away. The Matramandir Amphitheater Group begins preparing for the early morning meditation with a dawn fire for this occasion. All those interested are invited to a preliminary meeting on Tuesday, 14th July, 4:30 p.m. at the amphitheater itself. New and more complete workshops in health food preparation for Orovillians, newcomers, and guests have been organized at Creativity's Kitchen by Jagran. Participants will be trained in preparing complete meals from A to Z, and eventually will enjoy together, or take away, the fruit of their work. This is an interesting opportunity to gain skill and experience in the preparation of healthy foods. At the first workshop on Monday the 13th of July, it will be soya milk, tofu, minestrone soup, a mixed green salad, and a chocolate dessert. The news is a reflection in the lives of Orovillians. For more information, please contact OrovilleRadio.org. Thanks for listening.